This is Three Girls, One Keith. We got me, Amy Schumer. We got Bridget Everett.
Hey, you tell him to take a little fucking nibble.
Rachel Feinstein.
I'm like, oh, I'd love to play with you.
And steal your fucking Christ dress?
Keith Robinson.
I asked the cop to fight me. He did.
We're all comedians.
Hell yeah.
These three people are my best friends. And I say that with so much shame and regret.
Hit it.
Hey, how you doing? Hey, where you been? Three girls are talking about a lot of love and sin. And there's someone sitting next to us. Who that freaking man? It's ooh! Oh! Oh!
It's Keith.
Hello, hello, and welcome to Three Girls, One Keith.
Boom!
Bridget! That was Bridget
I'm
Everett.
Trying to get tough. I'm trying to get Martha's right. Vineyard tough.
Yeah, I don't know about the new you, Bridget. Don't boo your own podcast.
And we are OTV, which means on the vineyard.
What? On the vineyard?
On the vineyard.
I thought you meant off TV.
It's called On the Vin.
The Vin?
I believe.
We're still on Martha's Vineyard. We will not leave this vineyard, even though Keith and Kevin would not stay at their hotel last night.
No,
they were too
didn't.
Scared. They stayed here.
I stayed and it had a terrible experience.
You had a terrible experience. And we're not talking about it. Listen,
they were staying in a real jacked up, trifling place here at the vineyard. And I offered him to take refuge in my room where he snored so bad that I had to take NyQuil, which then made me snore.
He drove you to NyQuil.
Because NyQuil makes me snore.
I think it's nice that Pete's so...
This is Kevin Kane, our producer.
So unthreatened by Keith that he advised his wife to... put herself into a coma with NyQuil in the same
room. Just chug the NyQuil. Let him sleep.
That is right.
We wanted to talk about redemption today.
Yes.
We're very excited about our guest, and he can share his story of redemption. And I personally have prior arrests. I used to shoplift, and I sold some pot. You know, like, And now I don't. And that's because I was arrested. This is nonsense.
I feel full
None of
redemption.
Us have been redeemed.
No, I have. Redemption for me is like...
I haven't noticed that in you.
No, look, I got booed at Apollo. I lost on Star Search. Now I'm on Three Girls and One Keith.
That's right. Now
redemption.
The audience is getting smaller and smaller. Okay, well, let's do a pound it or pass. What do you think?
Do you want to pound it? Or do you want to pass?
Pass.
Do you want to pound it? Or do you want to pass?
Pound it.
Keith's up. He has a suggestion for a pound
what do you
or
think?
Pass.
Joel Osteen.
Osteen.
Is he called a TV televangelist or
yes.
No? What does that mean, a televangelist? A television evangelical?
Somebody that gets to talk about a bunch of shit
Mega
about the Bible
guy.
On church and they don't have to pay any fucking taxes.
All right, I want to go first because I don't want to have to follow Bridget. Joel Osteen. I'm gonna pound it, and I'm going to dress up like a rabbi. I'm going to curl next to my ears. I'm gonna payas, just little curls going down, and I'm gonna wear a yarmulke, and I'm gonna stare in his eyes and hold his long, swift hair and gently say the whole time, you're fucking a Jew, you're fucking a Jew, you're fucking a Jew.
Well, that's beautiful. Mm.
And that's from Jean's mom.
I'm gonna pass. No, I'm kidding. Look, I'm gonna.
You gotta pound it.
I'm gonna pound it because, you know, planet's burning and we got about 30 years left. So take every opportunity you have, okay, ladies. Listen to me. Even if he's got big old fucking shiny white fucking teeth that you can't trust, you gotta know that there's truth in him somewhere, and I'm gonna tell you how to find it. You're gonna take him up to the pulpit at his church. You're gonna say, "Lights, camera, action." And you say, I'm about to baptize you, Joel. So first you floss his teeth, and wow, what does that do? That gets you real fucking rock hard nips. And then
this is a perfect opportunity for our new segment, Was I Wrong? In Was I Wrong, we share potentially horrendous things we've done in the past, and everyone decides if we were wrong or not.
Tell me right now, I'll put it in a song. I need to know, was I wrong?
Was I wrong?
And just this to say, Keith... believes that John Forte is going to be on his side. And we
Absolutely.
Can all tell. Okay.
He's definitely going to be on my
I'm
side.
I'm here to bear witness.
All right, yes, please, please.
So it happened, I say, 1992. I was living in Jersey. But I'm in New York. It was 7 o'clock. Girl called. Now, she didn't call me. She texted me. You know, back then you had a...
beeper?
Not text, a beeper. Mm. And so she's like, come on, take me. I want to get something to eat. I said, okay, you want to get something to eat? That's good. That's good. But here's one thing. I'm coming from New York. If I come way there, I'm going to want some.
Oh, God.
Wait a minute. Hear me out. Hear me out. I'm putting my cards on the table. I'm telling them what it is.
You want us to celebrate your honesty?
Yeah.
Keith, do you remember the restaurant?
Probably Red Lobster.
Yeah.
Which is big time back then.
Lobster.
Back in the early 90s.
Red Lobster was in all the hip-hop songs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, come on now.
Okay.
So I get my little money. I'm going to Red Lobster. She's eating everything. Surf and turf. Bow, bow.
Uh-huh.
Like, she got a drink. Bow, bow, bow. Little appetizers. Woom.
The appetizer noise was really the most disgusting.
Haunting.
So, I'm like, check this out. You ready? Where we're going to go, what hotel we're going to go to. She said, she belched almost. My period's on. And I got a headache, my period's on, I just don't feel like it. Okay. So I said, your period's on, okay. So why don't you order dessert, and I'm going to go to the bathroom real fast.
No.
So I went to the bathroom.
I know exactly how this is going. I do not like this.
I went to the bathroom.
No.
And I left.
Of course you did.
And she was stuck with the check. Now, was I wrong?
Yes.
Yes.
You know what
she was letting you know that she wasn't going to do anything because she had her period. Because
I had my period. I had a headache. And I said, okay, good enough, my girl. And order dessert. Order me something, too. And she ordered dessert and everything. And I got out of there.
Okay.
And I drove back to New York.
Okay, what's the truth? What do we really think? Was he wrong? No, you drove all the way there.
Did she? Did she pick the restaurant, or did you pick?
She picked the damn restaurant.
So this was a setup.
Yeah,
no, if he picked the restaurant, it would have been an Exxon.
Listen,
telling you right now.
I've been sitting on this story because he told me this at breakfast yesterday, and the second time hearing it, like. Even though I doubt the technology, the year, the distance, they're always in question with Keith when you ask them specifics.
Of course. Oh, my God.
I'm going to say you weren't wrong, Keith.
Thank you, my man.
I will say this, and it's not to justify the behavior.
Yeah, you shouldn't justify her behavior. I get
because
that.
Because you thought that you were kind of going into it with an understanding, and so there was a...
Also, don't give women who don't care if they have their period a bad name.
That's true.
Okay, don't use it as an excuse because then they're the true whores. Like, no.
If I'm on my period actually meant, I'm on my period.
Get ready.
And you heard that like incorrectly and then you fled, but and you like missed the signal.
No, no, no.
I think there's a better likelihood that that's the instance that that's what happened.
No, no. Her whole thing was I'm full, I got what I wanted, beat it, sucker. And that was it.
Also, we're not taking into account the conversation at dinner. Can you imagine?
Exactly.
She was probably like, literally, she probably had the puss organized and ready to hand forward. But then she heard your constant stream of infuriation.